The college ceremony was held on a sunny, windy afternoon next to the campus pond and fountain. The Army ROTC Color Guard posted the colors beside the permanent memorial that lies alongside Hawkins Pond in memory of those who died on 9/11. Senior political science major Nikki Schiebel is president of Omicron Delta Kappa, the Leadership Honor Society and sponsor of the ceremony. She explained that the college gathers each year so people do not forget the tragic events and remember its timeless lessons.
This memorial is placed here to remind us of all the individuals that died and were affected by the events that took place 12 years ago at the World Trade Centers. And the two Plattsburgh State alumni who perished in the collapse of the World Trade Centers. They were Robert Sutcliffe, a 1984 graduate who worked as a broker for Harvey, Young, and Yearman, and William Irvin, a 1992 graduate who was a broker for Cantor Fitzgerald. Can I ask everyone to observe a brief moment of silence in memory of all of those who were lost?
Lord, please let me
the Plattsburgh State Gospel Choir. Student Association President and Gender and Women's Studies major, Senior Vanessa Capon, says her generation changed in a single day.
The average current student in SUNY Plattsburgh was in second to fifth grade when September 11, 2001 occurred. Our world changed and our perspectives changed. It is now 12 years later that we stand here together with a strong and greater appreciation of what had happened and a greater appreciation for the privileges that we have and the lives that we're allowed to live.
Special education major Jessica Pickett attended the ceremony because her father is a lieutenant in the Brooklyn Fire Department. She says her childhood ended on 9/11.
My father wasn't working, but he ended up running in after the first tower was hit, and he got in before the second one was hit, and he has ulcers, but I think that's because of the smoke, but other than that, he's okay. He helped dig out many of his brother's friends, and it's very, very hard day for me and my family. I think more people need to be aware that it's still affecting many today, and there's men who and women who are still affected by cancers and numerous other illnesses, and I think that this just brings some light to what's going on and that it's still affecting people today. It's not just 12 years ago.
Nikki Schiebel hopes the college keeps reminding students about the legacy of 9/11.
I was on Facebook one day, and it happened to be the day of the bombings on Pearl Harbor, and it said, nobody is even posting about Pearl Harbor. So I do worry that 12 years from now, we aren't going to remember what happened in 2001.
Earlier in the morning, Plattsburgh ROTC cadets climbed 110 flights of stairs in the campus administration building in memory of the 110 flights in the Twin Towers. The cadet stair climb raises money for the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.